This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
This remake of the 80s Vacation with Chevy Chase has a Ed Helms, and it's a different kind of impotence in the American male than it was in the 80s. The one in the 80s was a vision of America that still had this as its core, the political rhetoric of family values. It saw the family structure as a husband and wife and two kids, usually a son and a daughter. This updated version sees a fractured American male that really doesn't have as much of a place in the modern world. He's still a Griswold, and it rings true in terms of it's not exactly a sequel, because in the world of the movie, the actual vacation happened, and this is Rusty Griswold. He's the child from the first movie. So this movie kind of has an internal logic that remains consistent, which is kind of nice. As a comedy, it's quite hilarious. It's a different kind of humor than the first one. The first one had a humor that arose out of the sort of shared experience that family vacations can be uncomfortable, and that trying to force this vision of an American family onto a holiday, as no doubt everybody has experienced family holidays, whether they're vacations or trips with their families or not, but that sort of detention that comes out of being forced into a small space with a bunch of people who are only being hung out with because they're blood relatives is a little different than the tension in the modern version, which is much more, borrows more heavily from the Judd Apatow school of comedy. It's the jokes are funnier, it's a darker humor, it's a lot more fist fights. Really, the sequel here is much funnier. The jokes are much funnier than the original, kind of like the way the Family Guy relates to The Simpsons. The jokes might be funnier, but there's no sense of the family like there is with The Simpsons or the original Griswolds.